Welcome to the Sports Show. I'm Michael Horn, the star of our show. We call him the Sultan of Safeties. Two safeties in one game. Two safeties in the same period in one game. The all-pro defensive end for the Rams, the Giants. The acting legend from Hunter, Mr. Fred Dreyer.
Thanks so very much, Michael Horn. You're in purple.
I am.
I see today. And
I was going to taste wine earlier today.
It brings out your cheeks.
I was going to taste wine, and I thought, you know what you wear when you drink wine, red wine? Purple, because then if you happen to slurp on yourself, no one knows.
Well, when people see you, they want to drink for some reason.
Courtney was going to go with me, our producer. She is also wearing purple. So,
well, she has a little bit better
physique. Is that what you're going to say?
Presentation than you do.
You know, what's with you football players? I was out at this wine taste, and Vince Ferragamo, one of your old, you remember that guy?
No, who was that?
He was, I don't know, a quarterback. And Vince Ferragamo was tasting wine. Oh, say hi to Freddie. Say hi to Freddie. And he comes up to me, and he rubs my stomach, and he says, "Hey, Mike, you're working out." What kind of a backwards comment is that from Vince Ferragamo?
Well, what are you?
Well,
what are
I think
you
he was trying to
about?
Say that my stomach was protruding out. I've just had a recurrence of the Dunlap's disease, where my stomach Dunlaps over
repeat,
my belt.
Did he repeat? I wish Farina was a watermelon. I wish Farina was a watermelon.
No, he didn't say that. Didn't say that.
Because that usually goes with
the rubbing of the stomach.
Rubbing of the stomach.
Thank you so much. You're in good shape. How do you manage to stay in tip-top shape? My gosh, the Rams are back in Los Angeles, Fred Dreyer. You could go play for the Rams as the all-pro defensive end right away. I'm telling you, you're in good shape.
Well, I drink a lot, and it really helps me. I can't keep food down, so I'm thin. It's the secret to my thinness.
You can't keep food down
That's
and you
right.
drink a lot?
That's right.
You're in good shape. I got to try that diet. Tomas
yeah,
has done that.
Really
before.
A good one. Let's see Tomas. Look at Tomas.
Yeah, he does the same thing. It's good.
Yeah, he's fighting it right now.
He's. All right, we got lots to talk about today. We got the Rams.
There's nothing going on in sports, but there's a lot of other stuff going on.
Yeah, we got some comments to make about. Yeah, I do. I've got some. I need some information from you.
You got to let me know when you have stuff to say.
I do. Follow Fred on Twitter. It's Fred_Dreyer, Dreyer. Email him, freddreyer@crntalk.com. It's the sports show.
For life's aches and pains, choose Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. It works fast, and it's easy to use. Designed to work odor-free in all those remote areas. It works here. It's odor-free here. It works here. Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. Fast-acting, easy-to-use, odor-free pain relief for all those remote areas. Available at Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, and other fine retailers.
It's the Ace 20% off store-wide bag sale. Come in this Saturday only to stock up and save 20% on almost anything you can fit in the bag, including products from some of our best brands like Valspar. But it's only this Saturday, so don't miss your chance to save with Ace's 20% off store-wide bag sale.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Offer good at participating Ace stores February 20th only. Discount applies to the regular price in-stock merchandise that fits inside the bag. One bag per customer. Power tools and small appliances qualify for a 10% discount. Additional conditions and exclusions apply. See store for details.
At GEICO, we've been innovating car insurance for over 75 years with forward-thinking ideas like online quotes and the GEICO mobile app. And to prove it, we'll play one of our first radio commercials from 75 years ago.
By Jiminy, GEICO could save you money on your car insurance, which is what we'll be doing over 75 years from now. Who knows, maybe with some sort of application that's accessible on a futuristic handheld device. We'll call them online quotes.
See? Forward-thinking.
GEICO, saving people money for over 75 years.
A Napa guy knows not to judge a man by his car's multicolor paint job or absence of modern gadgetry. Who cares if it's technically old enough to vote and the windows are powered by the strength of your left arm? Your monthly payment is zero, and it'll stay that way. Because with over 400,000 parts and a little Napa know-how, you can keep anything on the road. She may not be pretty, but she's all yours. That's Napa know-how.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, my company has like 7 different printers. How's your ink selection?
Behold, Staples Wall of Ink.
Just wow.
A huge selection of ink and toner guaranteed in stock.
Hello, awesome.
If it's not, we take $10 off and ship it to you free.
Pinch me.
I said pinch.
I heard you.
New low prices on ink and toner and an in-stock guarantee. Staples, make more happen.
In-stock guarantee applies to in-store selection only. Out-of-stock ink and toner will be ordered from in-store kiosk with $10 discount plus free shipping applied. Limit one cartridge per customer.
Trying to sell your old car? Instead, donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind. Pickup is free and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats, whether they run or not. Call right now and receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to over 50 locations. Call 1-800-785-9618. Donate your car today. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Welcome back to what we call the Sports Show. Coming to you from the studios of CRN Digital Talk Radio, Sports USA, Sports Byline. I'm Michael Horn, along with the one and only star of our show, Mr. Fred Dreyer.
Thanks so very much. You know, I'm looking at the newspaper, as I often do, ladies and gentlemen. I carry this newspaper with me pretty much. The trunk of my car has
lots of papers.
Almost every newspaper you can buy on the newsstand.
You get every one, don't you?
I drive around reading the newspaper.
Every paper published in the United States of America is delivered to your door and put into the trunk of your car.
Now, here's something that's very interesting that maybe a lot of you don't know, and I think it resonates.
Yeah.
Certainly at this time of year.
Yes.
The Philadelphia Phillies.
And they've had a good team over the years.
Philadelphia
maybe not
Phillies
this year, but over the years.
Have a better record than the Dodgers.
I told you that. Maybe they are better this year.
They are 25-21.
They've turned it around.
Where our Doyers are 24-23. So I put an asterisk by this. I'm going to do it right now.
Yes.
I put an asterisk by that in case that information, you know, pops up somewhere and I need to know it off the top of my head. And
well, it's going to change every night.
But you're right. You're right.
It's good for this show.
Okay. It's good for right now.
Good for right now, yeah.
But, you know, there's not much going on in baseball. I look at everybody is, you know, we're 48 games into the season. And other than six teams, everybody's 500 or below.
I'm telling you. I'm watching certain things, too. You know, you mentioned the Dodgers or the Doyers, as they call them sometimes. I can't believe that.
Uh-huh.
And there's a couple of things to talk about. First off, in the other night there was a game where Yasiel Puig was on first base. He was trying to steal second. He takes off on the pitch. The guy hits it. Not only does he get to second, he goes to third, and he decides to try and score. And he does score, luckily, because the throw was there, and just by the chance, he gets his hand in around the baseball bat that was left at the plate and touches home plate. He gets back into the dugout. The camera's on him, and you can see a very serious Dave Roberts, the Dodger manager, talking to him.
They call him Doc.
They call him Doc. They see Doc sitting there talking to Puig, and he's very serious. Even the great Vin Scully, legendary Vin Scully, says that he's very serious when he's talking to him. But he doesn't mention anything about whatever. The next inning starts, and Puig is not in the lineup. Someone else has changed. They've replaced him because they put a new pitcher in. They put the pitcher in Puig's spot, and they move everybody around so they can change the lineup. And no one says anything. You, today, come into the studio and tell me, hey, did you see that game? He was benched. And I'm giving kudos to Doc, to Dave Roberts, for benching Puig, for obviously running through signs and doing his own thing. You've been talking about this, Fred Dreyer, for a long time about Puig.
Well, you know, you can spot it a mile away, and not that you have to have athletic experience to do it. It's just common sense.
Right.
And, you know, the team was looking at Dave Roberts very closely, waiting to see. Here we are. This is really the first bit of discipline headed toward Puig's direction.
Correct.
Since February.
Yep, since the season started.
That's right. So the team is now saying to themselves, this is just absolutely outrageous. And they were waiting to see what their new coach, their new manager, was going to do about it. And so I looked at it from the standpoint of, you know, the team now wants to know, what are the rules?
Yeah.
What are the rules? And is this guy going to be afraid? You know, is he going to put his arm around him and coddle him? Or is he going to just simply tell him, I'm pulling you out of the game because of what you've done? And if you continue to do this, you're not going to be playing. And He did the right thing, and I think the team responded the correct way. And it was a big, to me, those are big hurdles in a clubhouse. You know,
I think you're absolutely right, because as Donald Trump says, if the nation's got rules, you got to enforce them. That's all he's simply running on, and people are kind of lining up behind him that are Trump supporters. And it's the same in sports. You got to have a leader. Now, Don Mattingly is a nice guy and maybe a good manager, but I think he did more of the coddling with the players. And I think Dave Kent's all about the business of playing the game. When he was a player, his uniform was dirty every game. And so when he sees somebody not following the rules or running through a sign, this was a good thing to bend. Puig, and he should do it every time it happens. And here's one more thing. Vin Scully, in his final season with the Dodgers, did not say anything about that, but he did say, let's see if Yasiel Puig swings at the first pitch, because Puig has been swinging at the first pitch for a lot of at-bats these days. And yes, he swung at the first pitch, and yes, he got a hit to get on base, but up until that point, he's striking, he's missing, he's not taking pitches, and you can tell it in Vinny's voice if you listen to him over the years, as I have. He's a little disgusted with the guy swinging at the first pitch.
He's fed up.
He is. You can tell.
Vince.
Not Ferragamo,
Scully.
Yes,
Vince. I call him Vince.
I know you do, with the class.
And I call Vince Ferragamo Vinny.
Oh, you do. Okay,
Vinny Scully.
No,
Vince,
or Vin.
So anyway,
yeah.
So you know, it really does fly smack in the face of outrage. You know, when you've been up in the booth for 67 years. And you've seen all kinds of things.
Oh, yeah.
In the culture. You've seen the players that represent the long hair era, the dope,
yeah,
generation, the doping generation. You've go through the entire swing of the last 67 years of players as they have been filtered through the league. But I'll tell you, it's now become fashionable to be a narcissist, and this is where I think Vinny gets off.
Yeah. Well, and I've talked to Vinny, or Vin Scully, or Vince as you call him, and I've said, you know, how do you sit in that booth watching the game in and out and everything, and seeing guys that, you know, didn't worry about pitch counts, pitch complete games, and to his, he's a class act, he says, you have to remember it's a different game now. So I think he gets by with that line saying it's a different game. But it's still got to wear him down when he sees a guy who is defeating himself. You see a guy like Puig that obviously he has the talent to hit the ball for distance, steal bases, throw. He's a five-tool guy, and still he shoots himself in the foot by swinging at the first pitch and not being smart and thinking about, hey, they're going to start pitching me outside because I swing at them all the time. I'd be taking, if I'm Puig, extra batting practice with the hitting coach saying, hey, how do you help me here, because I keep going for that ball.
Well, he's from Cuba. He's from an era. He's from a country that, as much as they'll say, yes, we the Dodgers have been down here with their camps, you know, for the last 35 years.
Right.
And you know, we have great, you know, Manny Mota is the great Despachante, you know, the communication guru between the major leagues and the Cuban players. And the end result is a lot of these players who have such great natural abilities really aren't qualified to really be able to play the level at a high level.
And they bring them over from Cuba and they put them in the lineup on the major league level without putting them through.
Well, there's no fundamentals. There's no understanding or teaching of the sport
for anybody anymore.
You know,
right?
Look what. You know, in football, I'll use this as an analogy. It might be different now because the time has changed where in football, the collective bargaining agreement says you can't have two-a-days. You can't beat players up twice a day. They've negotiated so much money that they've negotiated playing and living conditions within pro football in the preseason, right?
Right.
So it's difficult in terms of baseball. You know, when you show up there, they don't have you working for 2 or 3 weeks on fundamentals and basic movement and understanding of the strike zone, throwing, catching, running intramural drills, base running drills, situational things where you put a guy in second and first with one out, hit the ball to right field, and you ask players to respond to what would you do in these situations. Situational fundamentals.
Yeah, to be ready for the game.
They don't do that. They just walk out, and then they lay on the ground, and they roll around on their back if they do that, and they go to the batting cage, or grab their glove, and go out and shag some balls, and that's the start of the season. Nobody teaches anybody anything, believe me.
All right, we're going to take a little break here. We come back more with Fred Dreyer here. And when you played and you were in the training camps, they did all that. They did the stretching. They did the situations. You learned how to tackle. That's gone from football.
Let me tell you something. It was up to you to know how to prepare yourself. And you had the entire offseason to get together with the staff to say, here's my program. I want to be ready for camp. Help me.
The Sports Show with Fred Dreyer. Try Fry Vineyards, the Mendocino County organic wine with no sulfites added. Fry Wines, America's pioneering organic winery. They were the first to go organic, the first maker of certified biodynamic wines in the United States. At Fry Wines, our emphasis is on producing organic wine of the highest quality while caring for our planet and palate alike. Check out our website at frywine.com and join the Fry Vineyards Wine Club. You'll receive 20% off all orders and much more. Plus, you can check out our internet-only specials. Great biodynamic wines from Redwood Valley in Mendocino County, California. Fry Wines. Go to frywine.com. That's F-R-E-Y-W-I-N-E. Fry Wine. F-R-E-Y-W-I-N-E.com. Check it out and enjoy great wines at your home tonight.
The smartest way for you to get the lowest prices on your plane tickets, domestic or international, is to call SmartFares, first or last, but you've got to call us before you book your plane tickets. Fly anywhere in the world, fly anywhere in the U.S., and SmartFares can save you up to 75% on your plane tickets. We have the lowest airline ticket prices on over 500 airlines, and you've got a great 12-hour free cancellation window. Plus, with our live agent help, you can always get fast help and fast answers. So on your next trip, maybe today, maybe tomorrow, how about right now? Pick up your phone and call SmartFares. Plus, save up to 75% on your plane reservation. So call right now. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644.
CRN listeners, when you come to Southern California, stop by a great restaurant, the Dresden Restaurant at 1760 North Vermont Avenue in Hollywood. Enjoy great entertainment, like the music of the legendary Marty and Elaine at the world-famous Dresden Restaurant. The Dresden was a location for the making of the movie Swingers. Now you can swing with stars Marty and Elaine. Plus, enjoy great food, too, like French onion soup, artichoke hearts, and many other great appetizers. Seafood? There's salmon, shrimp scampi, New Zealand orange roughy, halibut, Lake Superior whitefish, and specialties like veal marsala, piccata, and parmigiana. Plus, we've got a great roast rack of lamb, chicken piccata, and cordon bleu, and pasta dishes, too. Steaks? Filet, New York, Chateaubriand for two. Much more, too, including pork chops, prime rib of beef, and an incredibly extra large cut of prime rib. It's the Dresden Restaurant, open for lunch Monday through Saturday and dinner Monday through Sunday. Check us out at 1760 North Vermont Avenue or call 323-665-4294.
We're back, the Sports Show, coming to you on the weekends. Sports Byline, Sports USA, CRN Talk. Check out our website, crntalk.com/Fred Dreyer. You'll get all the information. Fred Dreyer is the star of our program. I'm Michael Horn. And so, Fred, welcome back here to your show.
Right.
A little more baseball information. I grabbed a story this week in a local paper, and they were talking about great pitchers. They're talking, in this case, about Clayton Kershaw with the Dodgers.
And you know how the coaches and the managers position players, infielders, outfielders, when somebody's batting? Like if there's a guy like Adrian Gonzalez who pulls the ball, they put everybody over to the right side of the field because they think he's left-handed here, he's going to pull the ball. So what they're saying, there's a third base coach on the Dodgers, Chris Woodward, who's noticed a pattern. He says that when he was in Seattle, whenever Felix Hernandez was pitching, he said the opposing batters defied their tendencies with the standard spray and the standard spray start chart, the plot showing where each player puts the ball in play was of little use, because in this dynamic game of baseball, the spray chart says that this batter will hit to the left side, this guy to the right. They're saying that was of little use when there was a good player like Felix Hernandez on the mound. And so he's saying the same thing is true with Clayton Kershaw. When he's on the mound, Clayton Kershaw is in the same category as Hernandez. They say, like every pitcher, Clayton has a spray chart. Left-handed hitters rarely hit a ball to the left side of the infield against him, while righties tend to use the whole field. That's fair, but they say the Dodgers don't embrace the latest trends of the repositioning of the fielders on pitch-to-pitch because Clayton Kershaw is such a good pitcher. The pitches are always strikes. They're always in there. And so the spray chart does not apply when there's this handful of 10 good pitchers in the league. They said that he's actually easy to position out there because he executes and because he pitches consistently the way we expect. And then Chase Utley on the Dodgers, he says the number of elite pitchers in the National League is about 10, and he says they defy a defensive shift. You got to just play your position. And so when you're a good pitcher, you don't need that stupid shift that's going on that's ruining the game of baseball, in my estimation.
Well it is, and the baseball norm now has been dumbed down to where they are now, the shift represents mediocre pitching.
Yes, it's mediocre pitching.
It's mediocre pitching. And the other thing else is that if a team understands who their pitching staff is, if you're in the outfield, if you're in the infield, and you're paying attention to either Kershaw or whoever, or Zach Greinke, or whoever
is on your mound,
is on the mound. You know, last night was Bolsinger,
right?
And you would have to be inept in every way to not know that he was placing his curveball right where he wanted it on the outside part of the plate. Okay, and all of those balls that were being hit were going to the right side.
So there you go.
They weren't pulling anything. Right. They can't get around on any of this stuff. So if you're a baseball player, do you think Puig is paying attention to how the pitcher is pitching these people? In other words, the catcher is setting up. The pitcher is pitching to the designated area on the plate. And so, therefore, the team has to know that when the ball is hit, it's going to be hit off the end of the bat if you're right-handed batter. And it's probably going to go toward the right side of the field. And so what they're doing is, do you pitch to the defense that is set up because of the hitter
because
has
of
a
the
tendency,
shift or whatever, yeah.
Or do you pitch to, or do you play defense according to how you know your pitcher pitches?
And one other thing, from the batter's point of view, when they talk to the batters that pitch against the elite or the great pitchers in the game, those batters, they're just trying to make contact, they're telling you, with the ball. So they're just going to try and make contact and hit. Sometimes they don't know where it's going because they're just trying to get a hit and push it through. So once again, that defies the shift because you've got such a good pitcher. The batter's saying, I'm making contact. I'm going to go here. I'm going to hit there. I'm just going to try and push the ball through somewhere.
Exactly. Now, I'll tell you a little story.
Please.
I don't know how much time we have left. But
you got plenty.
But here's the deal. In 1973, Don Drysdale was a color commentator for Ram Broadcast Radio.
Oh, that's right. He did the Angels and he did the Rams in the football season.
He broke in.
Yeah.
You know, he wanted to do everything. He wanted to do football, baseball, basketball. So I went to Angel Stadium when he started working for the Angels. And I knocked on the door, and the guy opened it up. And I went in and sat
in the press box.
Yeah, but when he was announced,
they allowed that.
Yeah, of course. It was the Sultan. Come on,
I did that one time when they said, "Get out of here,
kid." Yeah, exactly.
But you got in there.
Yes, they made you take the stairs.
Yes, they did.
I took the press elevator.
I think my press credential was actually ripped from me at the time, and I was told not to come back.
Weren't you slapped mercifully?
Yes. Yeah, I was. I actually was.
Yeah, so anyway.
You got into the press box.
So I'm sitting next to
the
Double D, and we're watching. And this was against the Orioles, and our guy... Nolan Ryan was pitching for
Nolan.
The Angels.
Yeah.
This was 1979. This was his last year with the Angels.
Before he went to Texas.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay. So he's pitching. And during the game, Drysdale is making the calls and stuff. And
Doing his job
and moving along. And I'm noticing him just shaking his head while he's announcing... And doing
his
job.
You notice those things. You do.
Well, I'm sitting next to him.
Yeah, okay.
And so the side
changes. You didn't have your hand on his knee, did you?
No, of course not.
Okay.
The side changes.
Okay.
The side changes.
Yeah.
And there's a commercial.
Yes.
And he takes off his headset and he just said, he says, this is so frustrating watching this guy pitch.
Really?
Listen to this.
Nolan Ryan was frustrating the Big D. This is great.
Listen to this. So I said, well, what's the deal? He says, the third base coach and the bench is trying to set the defense because they know these hitters,
right?
And they want to be able to be in a position,
the right
to
position.
field should they get a hit, put the ball in play,
shift them.
And
a
he
bit
says, here. but this guy doesn't, Nolan Ryan. Is not paying attention
to the coaches
to his own team shifting towards
where they're going
to
hit.
So he's not pitching to the defense.
Got it.
He's not pitching to the defense, and he's just shaking his head. He said the team is just. He says, I guarantee it. Every one of these guys are just saying this dope doesn't turn around and take a look at where we're placed. He starts pitching. He starts pitching, just throwing the ball up there 95 miles an hour,
Well, and people, it's a hard time to hit him. But maybe this is what I'm talking about. Maybe they shouldn't have done shift at all.
But so the game goes on, and he shuts him out. He wins, whatever it was. And he just said, he says, this game is tough enough. He says, just a little bit of recognition, a little bit of help, that what the team is trying to do, is the difference between greatness and just getting it done.
Getting back to Puig being benched by the Dodgers is playing the game on your own without thinking about the team and what they're trying to do.
Yeah,
right?
That's right. And so what you wind up getting is, you've got, look, I had a friend of mine a long time ago tell me, he says, Fred, there's when it comes to excellence in this world, he says, there's not a lot to beat. There's more. You'd be surprised the amount of people at the highest of levels at every profession who are asleep.
That's true. I agree with you.
Who just don't quite understand really what their job description is and what it takes to make a difference. And you see that every day. You'll see it tonight. In the Dodger game, and the Dodgers are going to go on the road. This week, and they're going to do what they're going to do. And so you can't break your concentration because you're on the road, and you've got to follow through. So it's that in itself is leadership.
There you have it. And so the shift in thinking when you have a good one final thought, they said the numbers have shown that the left-hander Scott Kazmir on the Dodgers has actually faced fewer batters this season with a shift in place than Kershaw. And the third base coach Woodward says he thinks he knows why, because Kershaw has faced more batters than Kazmir with the bases empty, and the Dodgers typically don't shift with the runners on. So that's another reason why they don't do the shifts either. Sometimes I think the shift is foolish. Sometimes it could be good. It's just kind of nutsy.
Well, I mean, look, it's numbers.
It's all numbers.
If you pitch a guy according to your defense, it's a good chance a left-handed hitter, if you're going to shift over and you pitch him inside, there's a pretty good chance that he's going to pull the ball and hit it to the defense.
So with back to your Drysdale thing.
If you pitch him up and away, he can reach out and push the ball down the left field line. Then you got a big problem.
So everybody's got to be in place. You got
Yeah.
All right, instant replay for football. The owners are considering they wanted to change instant replay, the existing rule. They wanted to change it. What types of plays are reviewable? The new rule would be written to legislate what you can't review. The existing rule is at least 30 types of plays allowed to be reviewed, and now the Ravens have been carrying the torch, and the coaches, they are on the verge of a rule that might have only 8 types of play that can't be reviewed, and so they changed the numbers around. I don't think this thing is going through. I think they kind of pushed it out, but what do you think about this replay? You didn't have replays when you were playing football, did you, in the NFL? Did they bring replays in at one point when you were there?
Well, the coaches didn't throw a flag and say, I want to look at the play.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, it was done on TV, and that was the big thing. If you're going to show it on TV, why can't you do it during the game? That's why we have the replay system as we have.
Yeah. You think they're going to make any changes in it?
Oh, I don't know. They're going to screw around with everything. It's government football, like I told you folks a long time ago. And, you know, it's again, like I say, where's my note here? I have a note. I've got a note. Where is it?
All right, now, we sent you with a note to the show today,
yeah,
and we pinned it on you. You've lost
Patriots,
it already.
Patriots ask appeal.
Yeah.
The appeals court to rehear Tom Brady's case.
Brady's fighting it, yeah.
You know, and he should.
He should, I agree.
He should, because the league is incredibly incompetent. Now, what's also true, which I love, is that Brady is incompetent as well, because he should have got out in front of this a long time ago and provided the correct leadership to correct this thing. If he should have just challenged people, I didn't do it, someone come up and tell me that I didn't do it.
I'm with
someone
you.
Tell me that I did do it.
It's the Sports Show with the one and only Fred Dreyer. Follow him on Twitter, Fred_Dreyer.
Any Napa guy knows, and science proves, the best minivan is the one you've already got. Part kid transporter, part drywall mover. Who cares if the faux wood grain is a little faded? That was a platinum package option in 1987. With over 400,000 parts and a little Napa know-how, you can keep anything on the road. Because it's not old, it's vintage. That's Napa know-how.
You're experiencing pain, back pain, shoulder, elbow, or hand pain, pain from a sports injury. If so, schedule a visit with Dr. Michael Sheps, the leading expert in laser therapy for pain management. Call 310-873-4422 or go to drsheps.com. Experience Epic T, the breakthrough laser therapy system that Dr. Sheps developed to make you pain-free in less time. Laser therapy is a non-invasive, safe, and effective in-office procedure that penetrates deep into your skin without damaging the tissue. It perfectly targets areas of pain to promote fast, natural healing. Relax your muscles, ease muscle spasms, joint stiffness, and arthritis pain while increasing blood circulation. For over 25 years, Dr. Sheps has helped Olympic athletes and sports enthusiasts alike get back in the game. Schedule your visit with Dr. Sheps at his Brentwood office in California. Call 310-873-4422 or visit drsheps.com. That's drsheps.com. 310-873-4422.
Hi, friends. This is Larry Minetti. Go to LarryMinetti.com to get my book, Aloha Magnum. You'll read all about the wonderful guest stars like Carol Burnett, Elvis Presley, Frank Sinatra, and many, many more. Also, there is an episode guide and my favorite recipes that I really cook at home. I will include a free signed photo with every book. Get Aloha Magnum at LarryMinetti.com. Order now. Aloha.
Hi, I'm Joan London, and if you're worried about your parent or a loved one living alone like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information.
They had obviously researched every place, not just given me names.
Really? Yeah.
They found me a place for what she could afford, and it was magnificent.
We're now very confident that she's safe, and they just helped every step of the way, and I can't thank them enough.
So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, call A Place for Mom. This is a free service, and you can trust them to help you.
If you're struggling to find reliable senior living information for your mom or dad, then call or go online to get the free help you need during this turbulent time. Call now, 800-471-5173, 800-471-5173.
Time rolls by here on the Weekend Edition, the sports show, coming to you from CRN, Sports Byline, Sports USA. I'm Michael Horn. The star of our show is the man we call the Sultan of Safeties. Two safeties in one game. The all-pro defensive end for the Rams are coming back to Los Angeles. The acting legend. Boy, he was in Crisis. He was an Agent X this last year. Hunter for so many years. We're talking about Fred Dreyer. Fred.
Yes.
It was announced this week that the Rams, or the Super Bowl, is going to be played at the new Rams Stadium in Los Angeles.
They haven't even suited up for a game yet.
2021.
They're already announcing Super Bowl.
Why the love of Super Bowls? Here's the deal. They did an article in the paper about looking back at not only football in Los Angeles, but Super Sundays. And you were around for a lot of these Super Sundays. Now, the first one you were not. This was Super Bowl number one, was at the Coliseum, the very first Super Bowl.
1967.
Yeah, January 15th. The Packers and the Chiefs. Remember that game? Packers 35, Chiefs 10.
And it was about 15,000 seats still available.
Really?
Yep.
Is that why Georgia Frontieri took the team away later on, many years down the road? Yeah. Come on, it wasn't a sellout?
Well, she didn't know it. I mean, she didn't know that. She didn't know anything about the tickets.
The tickets. Oh, we got to get to that. So
we're way ahead of the audience. We have to apologize because there's a whole story that's involved in ticket scalping. It's pretty funny.
So wait a second. So Super Bowl one, I'll give him credit because it was the very first Super Bowl. So maybe people didn't know how great the Super Bowl was going to become as far as promotion. Then there was Super Bowl VII was played at the Coliseum. You were around for this one when you were in Los Angeles, your second year, January 14, 73. Dolphins, Redskins. Dolphins went that game 14-7.
Dolphins, that's where your premium tried to throw a ball because it was fumbled. Field goal was fumbled, and he tried to throw it down the field. And it was a Pat Fisher or somebody intercepted it and took it in for their only touchdown.
That was the deal? Yeah, you did that. Got it down here.
Yeah, yeah.
The information is here, and you remember all this stuff. Now, Super Bowl XI, that was January 9th, 1977, and that was played at the Rose Bowl, the Raiders and the Vikings in that one. And the Raiders actually kicked it to the Vikings 32-14.
Oh, that was a bad game. I was with this was my Carol Rosenblum confrontation.
Oh, this you had a confrontation with the owner of the Rams?
Yeah.
Why would he be concerned? The Super Bowl was not at the Coliseum. It was at the Rose Bowl.
I know. I'm going to explain it to you, though.
Yes, please.
Want me to explain it?
Yeah.
Here we go.
I would love it.
Okay.
It's a story.
The owners of the franchise of the host team, the two teams that are in the Super Bowl.
Okay.
Those owners have the privilege of controlling like 35 to 40% of the tickets.
So in this case, in this 1977 Rose Bowl, you're saying the Raiders and the Vikings had tickets that they controlled?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And so Carol Rosenblum had, from what I gather, 40%, which is almost...
Well, but he wasn't with the Raiders. He's with the Rams, but that was his team, right?
It was the venue.
It was his venue.
It was his venue. Rams played in L.A.
So he had control of tickets, huh?
So he had control of tickets.
Wow.
And so the deal was that he would put together, with another fella in the organization, he would put together a travel package for people who wanted to come anywhere from around the world to Los Angeles during the Super Bowl week and for the game. And they would supply you with travel, hotel, car, the whole deal, plus 2, 4, 6, 8, how many tickets you bought for the actual Super Bowl on Sunday.
The Rams would do that, right? So Carol Rosenblum would do it with his little agency.
The owner
would have like
that.
An 8 travel agency and supply tickets.
Well, he had it.
Because he had the tickets.
But it was a huge package that was driven by tickets.
Got it.
It was a money-making venture that was put together that had the bonus of, hey, get to go to L.A. Here's the travel package. And here's the tickets to go.
Yeah.
So those things went like hotcakes. Those things look like hotcakes. And of course, what drove it was the availability to Carol Rosenblum of these tickets.
So he could get as many tickets as he wanted because he was the host.
He had like 40% of all of the tickets, which is 108,000 people. So he had 40-some-odd thousand tickets.
So that's why teams, even if they're not in the Super Bowl, want the Super Bowl in their market because the host team in the market gets these tickets, correct?
Well, yes. It was true then, and I'm assuming that it's true now.
We don't know for sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, safe to say. So, but I'm going to say it, that's true, just for the heck of it.
Just for the heck of it.
It's our show.
Just for the heck of it. Just for the scenario.
We can do what we want to do. So, the players on the Rams and every football team, is like 1,600 players, get an opportunity to buy two tickets. Or they're given two tickets. So at the end of the year, there's 30 teams that scatter and go home, don't care about going to a game.
Right.
So those tickets fall back to the league, right?
Yeah, because you're on the Dolphins, well, they fall, and
yes,
you don't
yeah,
care,
they,
right.
They fall back to the league.
Yeah.
Now, for the Rams, the players on the Rams, the scenes as the game is played right here in their backyard
right.
at the Rose Bowl.
Yeah.
They had an opportunity to, hey, I think my real estate business or my restaurant, whatever it might be, or, you know, whatever my T-shirt business, I'd like to get five tickets and take some people to the game because this is my host town.
Yeah.
And so of course, Carol and the infrastructure try to dissuade people from taking those tickets.
Because they want them.
Because they want them and to peddle them to make a lot of money off of them.
Yeah, exactly.
So some friends of mine from Minnesota wanted to come see the Vikings.
Right.
And said, hey, we need 12 tickets. What?
So you tried to get him tickets, right?
I said 12.
12, come
so
on.
So I said, okay. So I listed players who were going to leave town that said, you can have my tickets.
There you go, because they were going to get a couple, right?
Right?
Yeah.
So I had two of mine own, so I had to buy 10. So I bought 10. I had now 12.
Right.
Carol Rosenblum calls me at my house and says, I want to talk to you. I said, well, have at it. You know, he says, no, I want you to come up. I want you to come
up. Carol talked all the time.
I want you to come up to the office. I said, I'm in Long Beach. I don't want to go up to Pico next to Fox Studios overlooking, you know, the golf course there, you know. And I said, he loved me. Why don't you come up here and talk to me? And I said, I got to talk to you about something. I went, oh, okay. So I drive all the way up.
It's a schlep. VW van?
Yeah. I'm in traffic now. It's a schlep.
Yeah.
And he calls me at 3. Says, can you be up here in a half hour?
Yeah. Is that the way he sounded?
Yes, exactly. So let me finish this.
I
got to get out of here.
Sorry.
So I get in the car, I drive up there, and I go in the office, and I see the lovely Sandy Scully.
Oh, yeah, because she was...
That's Carol Rosenblum's secretary.
Yes.
Office out.
Lovely, lovely.
Foyer. She manned the post out there. She was great.
Vinny's wife.
That's right. And so, hey, Sandy, how are you doing? He goes, okay, he'll be with you just a moment. So the door opens up. Come on in, kid.
That's the way he said.
Yeah, that's right. That's what he said. So I come in, I sit down, and he says, I understand that... You want to buy tickets. I said, no, I want to buy. I am buying.
So the owner of the Rams, I'm buying.
Listen to me.
I'm sorry.
So he says, why do you want those tickets? And I said, why do you think anybody would like those tickets? I'm gonna rent a helicopter and then drop them as I fly over the stadium. I said, I need 12 tickets. Well, who's going? Give me the names. He went through. This was like... This was like Torquemada. You know, this was the Grand Inquisitor now telling me, he said, well, we may not be able to get you those seats that you want. And so we went through like about an hour of this stuff, you know. So there was a lot of other stuff that happened inside the meeting about tickets, about how tickets worked.
And he was explaining it to you.
The word scalping was never used.
Never used. Okay. That was never used.
But the business model was
He says, you know Harold, he's got a travel agency, and he needs those tickets to drive his travel day, and you're taking 12 tickets away from Harold. You should be ashamed of yourself.
And I said, give me the tickets. Let me get out of here. Just give me the tickets. So he now says, okay, who's going? So I gave him a list of people.
Right.
And like four of the 12 were football players that he knew of, and right. a couple of Ram guys and their brothers and, whatever. So he says, okay. So he signs off on it, and I get my tickets. So we go to the game. So anyway, I'm at the game, and there's a bunch of guys down in front of us. Right smack dab in front of us, and they were drunk and wanted to start a fight.
No.
So I'm in the end zone under the scoreboard at the Rose Bowl. I'm halfway up.
Yeah.
Right behind the goalpost.
Right.
Great seats.
Good seats.
Way.
Yeah.
Yeah. And all the drunks loved it. And so the Vikings are getting blistered.
Oh yeah, they lost that game.
Right?
Yeah.
And so these guys were Viking guys, and so this whole. The whole fourth quarter was now guys were standing up, getting ready to square off because the guys were drunk, And I'm thinking to myself, why? I'm never going. If I'm not playing in a game, if I'm not playing in
the
Super
Bowl, you're never
going
to go, right?
I'm never going. Well, like 3 years later, I'm playing in the Super Bowl, that very stadium against
stadium.
The Pittsburgh Steelers.
That's right.
It's halftime, and I'm down. We're down there on that side of the field, down toward the east end zone.
January 20th, 1980.
Yep. And then I turn around and I look to where my seats were. I'm reliving that moment during a TV timeout, and officials over there, and I said, "Hey." I said, let me know when we're going to come back. So I walked over, toward the end zone, just to look up into the stands to see where I was.
But, was it a magic moment?
No, it wasn't. No,
were there drunks up there at that?
Of course,
of course there were.
Nothing's changed.
That was Steelers 31, Rams 19.
Yeah,
that was that. Does that the field goal that Frank?
That
Farrell
was the game where I told Vinny we'll relive the moment when he shows up.
Yeah.
When he threw the ball to Jack Lambert, an interception.
Oh, yeah.
And he's coming off the field, with the bewildered look. I said, Vinny, throw it to the guys with the ram horns.
You told him that in the game?
Those are the guys that will catch it for you. You don't want the other guys. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, gee.
It was a tough game. That was a...
That's the way it went.
A lot of celebrities watching you in that 1980 Rose Bowl that was there.
Johnny Carson.
Johnny Carson, you saw him up there?
Yeah, they're all there.
Yeah.
And then when Frank Corral, we scored first, and when Frank Corral missed the extra point, all the gamblers threatened Frank's life. and they meant it, too.
Oh, boy.
These guys were tough guys.
So there's some magic moments,
wonderful moments to relive.
My favorite was you actually talking Carol Rosenblum out of those tickets.
He wanted to make sure that I wasn't scalping him. See?
That's good. You don't want to use that term, but he wanted to make sure.
Any competition on my players. And he used to say to me, he says, why do you want to go to the game when you're not in it? He says, I don't approve of my players going to the Super Bowl when we're not in it. I said, I hate to disappoint you, but give me those 12 tickets.
Well, but you at least got back in the Super Bowl so that they were in it then in 1980. Steve, was he around for that game?
No.
That's right. He was gone already.
8 months before that, he went swimming for the last time.
Come to Wine Country. Vacation at the beautiful Fountain Grove Inn and Conference Center in Santa Rosa, California. Experience the luxurious guest rooms, generously sized and decorated in the Tuscan tradition. Sleep on pillow top mattresses with luxurious linens and down-filled comforters. The Fountain Grove Inn also offers complimentary Wi-Fi and internet access, and you can enjoy coffee in the hotel lobby. And now you can visit the new steakhouse at Equus Restaurant and the Equus Lounge, all at the Fountain Grove Inn. Relax and enjoy a glass of wine and learn about wine with CRN radio host Larry Van Alstyne as What's Cooking on Wine radio show. It's broadcast at the Fountain Grove Inn Hotel and Conference Center, located in the heart of Sonoma wine country, easily located in Santa Rosa off the 101 freeway at the Fountain Grove Parkway exit. Call 707-578-6101. That's 707-578-6101 or visit fountaingroveinn.com. Call now, 707-578-6101.
Attention, this important consumer alert is brought to you by CBC Funding. Hey, did you know it's possible to receive upfront money from your structured settlement, annuity, or pending lawsuit? It's true. If you are receiving a structured settlement spread out over time and you want a lump sum amount delivered immediately, then you need to call CBC Funding. With your cash today, you can pay off credit card debt, pay medical bills, fund your education, or improve your home. You don't need to wait. Structured settlements are commonly used to resolve personal injury lawsuits. Annuities, they're designed to spread payments out over 10 or 20 years. For many of you in need of money today, this simply does not work. If you have a structured settlement and you want cash now, call CBC Settlement Funding. Here's the number. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607. The smartest way for you to get the lowest prices on your plane tickets, domestic or international, is to call SmartFares, first or last, but you've got to call us before you book your plane tickets. Fly anywhere in the world, fly anywhere in the U.S., and SmartFares can save you up to 75% on your plane tickets. We have the lowest airline ticket prices on over 500 airlines, and you've got a great 12-hour free cancellation window. Plus, with our live agent help, you can always get fast help and fast answers. So on your next trip, maybe today, maybe tomorrow, how about right now? Pick up your phone and call SmartFares. Plus, save up to 75% on your plane reservation. So call right now. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644.
Welcome back to the Sports Show. CRN Digital Talk Radio, Michael Horn, the great Fred Dreyer. So Fred, Derek Fisher, the great Laker, got divorced from his wife Candace, and apparently as part of their divorce agreement, they have destroyed the frozen embryos that they stocked up during their decade of marriage. Every married couple should stock up on frozen embryos.
It was a love moment that didn't work.
And
what's his name? Matt Barnes, ex-Laker, ex-teammate of his.
Yeah.
His wife, Gloria Govan.
Yes.
And Derek is dating her.
Oh.
And Barnes doesn't like it.
I wouldn't think so. You don't want somebody dating your ex-wife that you know.
Yeah. TMZ reported that.
There you have it. It's got to be true. Well, hey, neighbor Paul has stopped by. You guys live up in the beautiful hills of Hollywood, California. You guys are neighbors.
Hi,
Fred
Paul.
Dreyer and Paul Stern, our operations director.
Glad to be with you. I had a difficult time actually getting here today.
Why was that?
Because today they happened to do the trash pickup of the neighborhood, and I got stuck behind the big trash truck.
Oh, boy. Yeah. Fred, have you had that problem?
I had it this morning. Same street.
What happened?
About 9:30. I left my house and went down Beverly Glen towards Sunset. And the next thing I know, I'm loaded up in traffic, and I realize, oh, there's construction here. Not only is there construction, there's also a trash truck
down there.
There's only two lanes.
So that's the problem, right? Why don't the trash guys get there earlier in the day?
Oh. Really?
Yeah.
You don't want to interject reason into this, do you?
If I was mayor, I'd...
Well, it's a union. That's a union deal.
Oh, is that what the deal is?
Yeah, we figure we're going to prove our worth by jamming traffic.
Same with the freeways during the 84 Olympics, right? They had the truck drivers off the roads and everything.
You know what they did? They took all the trucks off the road. It cleaned up L.A. beautifully, and they said, let's make it a permanent deal. And the unions came in and said, wait a minute, we'll pay you more money if we can go back to jamming traffic. And the politicians said, instead of saying no, they said, okay, give us more money.
What do you think about that, neighbor Paul?
I'm getting worried by the bit.
I have it.
All right, that's our show. If you miss anything, log on to our website at crntalk.com/Fred Dreyer. Follow Fred on Twitter, Fred_Dreyer on Facebook, facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer. And you can email him, freddreyer@crntalk.com. Final thoughts from the great Fred.
Yeah, please do, folks. I love when you get in touch with me, and I appreciate it very much. Also appreciate Paul dropping in, fighting that traffic. And
thank you, Paul.
We'll see you guys next time.